To the point. How is it fair that most people throughout history haven't had the gospel, and how will they be judged?
This life is a test of our obedience, but most people haven't necessarily had all of God's commandments. So, what are they being tested on? God judges men according to the use they make of the light which He gives them. Those without the gospel still have the light of Christ, or a conscience, which tells us right and wrong. They will be judged by how they used this light and any truths they received. Those who have lived without law will be judged without law, and after hearing the gospel in the spirit world, those who would have received the gospel shall be heirs of the celestial kingdom. And on the question of fairness, remember that at the council in heaven, we were all present and saw the plan of salvation made, and we sanctified it. We knew what we were agreeing to, regardless of where and when and in what circumstances we would be born. We shall all of us eventually have to confess that the judge of all the earth has done right.
When it comes to clothing, how tight is tight?
Prophets have counseled us, immodest clothing is any clothing that is tight, sheer, or revealing in any other manner. For the Strength of Youth, 2011, page 7. What does tight mean? Do all clothes have to be loose-fitting? As Elder David A. Bednar has said, you may need to elevate the question. Instead, you might ask, what signal do I want to send to God through how I dress? Elder Bednar also reminds us that as baptized members of the Church of Jesus Christ, we have the right to the gift of the Holy Ghost, who can help us find answers to these questions. See Face to Face with Elder and Sister Bednar, lds.org/youth/activities. Study the principles of modesty, sincerely desiring the blessings of following the prophet's counsel. Talk with parents and leaders, and remember that as you seek the Spirit's guidance and make your own choices, this same Spirit will help you allow those around you to make their own choices and receive their own answers as we all strive to keep our covenants. End of the section. To the point.